Oh, hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. You were just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
You said based on the community. Go ahead.
Oh, great, sir. Well, my first question to you would be is, are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Okay. And moving on, sir, do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor? Do you approve or disapprove?
Somewhat.
All right. Would that be somewhat approve or disapprove, sir?
Somewhat approve.
Oh, okay. Would you say that things in the country are on the right track or on the wrong track?
I beg to differ. I think there's some things we can improve. We can improve.
All right. So, well, would you say then that it would be in the right track or wrong track?
In the right track.
Okay. Okay. Would you say that things in Virginia are in the right track or the wrong track, sir?
I think things right now in Virginia is heading toward the wrong track based on some of the things that Governor Youngkin would like to see.
No problem. Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state? Would you say yes or no?
What do you mean by that?
Do you feel that Virginia is primarily a southern state, sir? Do you consider it a southern state? Would you say yes or no?
What did you mean it's a southern state? I don't know what that southern state is.
That's okay, sir. The survey doesn't really specify, but that's okay. Moving on. How would you rate Virginia's public school system, sir? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'll say fair.
Okay. And thinking only about your local public school system, would you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say good.
All right. And would you say things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
I would say that we're on the right track.
Okay. And Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, given to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs like tuition, testing, fees, and books if the child is not in their public school. So how much have you seen or read about this bill, sir? Would you say a great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
I would say that, you know, I've read quite well. Not that much. Not as much as I should.
Would you say only a little, nothing at all, a moderate amount, or a great deal?
A moderate amount.
Oh, okay. Supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation, sir? Would you support or oppose it?
I would oppose anything that takes away public money.
You would oppose, okay?
Yeah.
Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Would you be more likely or less likely, sir?
You broke up at the end. Say that one more time.
I'm sorry. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Would you be more likely or less likely to support someone like that?
Now, you say success accounts. What is success account?
It just mentions, sir, like a legislator who supports education success accounts. It doesn't really specify. But if you're not so sure, that's okay, sir. Not a problem. Well, okay.
I mean, I support those that supports education, but when you say success account, I don't know what that is, so...
Oh, no problem, sir. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for? Do you feel they should or should not?
They should.
Okay. And moving on, sir, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools regardless of race, gender, or income? You think they should or they should not?
They should if they so desire, yes.
All right. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend? You think they should or should not?
They should.
Okay. And in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and enforcement? Would you support or oppose that, sir?
I'll support it.
Support? Oh,
support.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you for that feedback, sir. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers? Do you think it should or should not?
To Virginia who?
Let me read again. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers? You think it should or should not be given to these Virginia hemp farmers, sir?
Now, you're saying, I'm trying to understand. You say should be given to Virginia who farmers?
Hemp farmers, H-E-M-P, Virginia hemp farmers.
Okay, should be.
Should be, okay. And do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as females to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia? Do you support or oppose that?
One more time. Ask that question again.
Yes, sir. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia? Would you support or oppose that?
I oppose that.
Oppose, okay. And moving on, sir, my other question would be is, do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex? Do you support or oppose that?
Support notifying the parents?
Mm-hmm. That their child is self-identified.
I support.
Okay. All right. Do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children? Do you support or oppose that?
Support.
Okay. And moving on, do you support or oppose investing parents for child abuse? I'm sorry. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor's child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity? Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start, sir, by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. And again, your feedback is valued. So we want to know, sir, what you think of access to care in my community. Do you feel that access to care in my community is good? Or do you feel there is moderate access to care in my community? Or access to care in my community is inadequate.
It's good.
The first one. Okay, access to care in my community is good. Okay. Oh, right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or it's not a priority?
High priority.
Okay. Oh, okay. And one idea that's been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Would you support or oppose this concept?
Support.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And I want to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more likely or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More likely? Okay. And moving on. It includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more likely or less likely to support the plan?
More likely to support.
More likely to support. All right. The plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more likely or less likely to support the plan? Hello, sir?
More likely.
Oh, more likely. And your feedback is highly valued, sir. Thank you for it. We're almost done. It includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely. How much more of this you have, ma'am? I need to get into a meeting. We've been on for about 10 minutes, almost 12 minutes.
It's just like five more minutes, sir, and your feedback is highly valued. I'll be quick, all right?
Mm-hmm. All right,
this one says, I'll be quick. The plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programs to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Support.
More likely or less likely, sir?
More likely.
All right. And it also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Would that make you more likely or less likely to support the plan?
Support.
Would that be more likely or less likely?
More likely to support. More likely.
Okay. All right. And having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, tell me whether you would now support or oppose it, sir?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right? You think they should or should not?
Should.
Okay. And do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information to union organizers? Do you think they should or should not?
Yes. Should.
Okay. And unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than 1 to 5 of the workers voting for the union before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees. Do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in the election, sir? You think it should or should not?
It should.
Okay. And moving on, sir, approaching the end. Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union? Do you think they should or should not?
Should. They should.
They should. All right. And in 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Force's Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Would you support or oppose repealing this law?
I pass on that one.
Okay, no problem, sir. All right, and federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers are penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation? Do you think they should or should not?
I'm not familiar with that, so I'll pass on that one, too.
Okay, and in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
All right. And your age, sir, would you say your age range is 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Okay. And which of the following describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say you're white, Caucasian, black, African American, Hispanic, or... Do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 schools? No?
No.
In terms of your gender, even though I know the answer to this, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Okay, sir, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your feedback. Okay. Your answer was so important to me. Have a nice day, sir. Thank you.
Okay.